about Tufchal Beis and Beis brings down in the end of the Gav Cornus of a anvil pushing to crack multiple bits. So what is also, what's the case of a cornus? First brings down the Behuda that says the cornus is the case of something that's Kurdish Shalag Grazim. And Smeitrik, the Smasher Grazim, speaks out the Gemara of Behuda Shito that he holds something that is a Christian Lachdoy. Has to be that the Isser is also the Sar Kufim Akhoimai. Therefore, in the case of the Mishnah, must be a case of a Kurdish Shalag Grazim. Place to speak out, explains what Shachat of Behuda. I remember Sugi the Sugi said that Christian Lachdoy is Isser. It's Mutsal Sar Kufoi. He says over here, Dapkiz, it's a pretty cautious. It's a block of Gura. Therefore, in such a case, if you don't hold after Christian Lachlisser, it's also a Christian family. One sheet of Rabbi goes up further and says, not the way, he says, the case of a point of a napkin. It says, therefore, it's more than Sarah Kufa. We have third sheet of Gordan, so from Gimel, the Rabbi holds that a Christian Lachlisser is more than Sarah Kufa, Umar Kaimai. I mean, first, what a Christian Lachlisser, what the law is, they really are to be sheeted over here. Is it Ostar Kufa Kaimai? Ostar Kufa is a Mutsar Kufa Umar Kaimai. The Gemara is Mamshir with two Shilas. If so, from the case of Maducha and the case of Olai, the case of Maducha, we have a Bryce that says that it has Shum inside, you can't be metaltal. When it doesn't have Shum inside, you cannot be metaltal. Why is it so? Let's go use it. The Gemara answers it from the Chemi Yeshito. When the Chemi holds Ainkli Nitul El Tzorich Tashmishoi. Therefore, even though that Rabba holds Tzarkuba is Motor, we come along with the Chemi and he disagrees and he holds a click only Pesik for Issa Tashmish. What does that mean? It'd be Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and Daf Lamed Vav. Does it mean Tashmish Abiyuchot, Tashmish Aragel? We'll have to get back to it. That's a sheet of Rav Nechemya. The Gemara is Mamshech with the Shailah. So really first it comes out, again, the Kriya Shemach to Issa, there really are four sheets of Halacha. It's really going to be next Chaburah. There's one sheet of Gedev Yehuda holds Tzarek Kufa Mekoyman, it's Osir. The second sheet is Rabba, and Tzarek Kufa is Mota Tzarek Mekoyman, it's Osir. That's going to be Abaya. A third sheetah, which is Rava, that both of them are motor Rav, that's going to be a paskin. The fourth sheetah, the Chemya Inkli, Nittel only Tzar Tashmishoy. So the first again, the four sheetahs, and that negate the Klishim Lakhlis, that's the next sheetah. That's next Chaburah. We're sticking to the Chaburah of Chasarin Kis. The Gemara is Mamshef, of the Sigma of Olai. You have this quote over here that you chat meat on top of it. The Gemara says, Lamaisi, it cannot be metalkal on Shabbos once it's used already. Direct Gemara, why? If one wants to say, maybe you can kind of signal the Chemya that Inkli can only take in Tzarek Tashmishoy, if one comes along with the story, once you heard the halacha is that Bezichi, Zayi, or Missouri, these are things that Rashi explains are Kli for either for weaving or Kli for Tzviya, people are Kopalayu Umiyakalu, people are Makbid upon it, and therefore it's Miyakalu and Mokun. Here also, the case of Olai, the same halacha is, it's also a sugya of Sorenkis. I kind of sugya. First Shan the Sugyo, again it says over here, just like by these Kalim, are Psalm 2, so it's in the case of Olai. When it goes back and answers Hochanami, what does that mean? Going back in the case of Olai? Or also in the case of Maducho, the case where you have this pestle, the grantums inside of it, what's it going back on? So they point out the Gemara has it, Rosh Tevis Heinun. What does Heinun stand for? The way Rashi opens it up, he writes Hani Nami, Losh Rabim, these things, and therefore he writes, going back inside Olai inside Maducho, the Marshal on Taishas on Kufa Gimel Bay says, Taishas says it's Honami. Honami. Why is going back only in case of Olai Blosh Yachid? They want to spend. Then it says the argument, what's the Hin Nun in the Rosh Tavis? The Gemara stands for a Honami or Haninami. Why they point out also the Gemara when it says Miyachid the Mokum, it says Miyachid Luhu Olah. Where Rashi says Miyachid Luhu, these things, Blosh Yachid, going back to Olai and Maducho. Where Tesis has Gersoy, says Miyachal Allah for this thing, going back only in case of Olai. Might have come down, if so, by the case of Maducho, when they have Shuman side, why is the reason first cannot be Metatel on Shabbos? Also comes out, we have three different reasons. Either could go to the court of Yudhi Shito, that's also Tzarekuf from Mekoymai, or cause we're going with the Soro of Rav Nechemya of the Inkli Nidl and Tzarek Tashmishoy, or we start with the Sugya of Tzarekis. That's when there's no Shuman side, when there's Shuman side. Person might say can be metatul. The question is why? I might say smukso. So that's as you see the Rashba. We have to get back to the certainty of the Rashba here. And then either the metatul can come to mishdamish heter, the different as a geta of heter, or gets involved in the sugya of kikur tenner, which he really is not like that tomorrow. And the mitzvah Indian cook kikur tenner. Might say get the answer again that we come up from the sugya. We have a heter sorry, kiss that applies to olai. The case over here is the arig over here, and also maybe the case of maducho. What is first the getter of Ksarkis? What defines something that we show this is Nichon the Mokso of Ksarkis? So if you read the Gemara slowly, it seems to say two different points. It says once everyone's moided by these Sichi, Zayim Mizuri, the Kopit the Layu, Umyakit Lumokon, once we see the idea, a person is Kopit, Makit upon it, and Miyakit Lumokon, that means it says two words over here, Kopit and Miyakit. Your Makit is not Kotchit, and Miyakit Lumokon. The Gemara's Mamshik, Haninami, there's also what? Says Miyakit Lumokon. Says one thing, Yichit Mokon. The Gemara starts with saying it's two things make Ksarkis, Hakfada and Yichit Mokon. The Gemara's Mamshik, and therefore this also, the Alev Menducha, also is Miyakit Lumokon. Sounds like this, so it's only Yichit Mokon, that's Ikkis for Mamshik. The Maisa was Mamshik, discussed the case of a Kornis, by Kornis of Zahavim, a Kornis of Zahavim. The Gemara says, by Zahavim, is it Ksarkis and not Makloikis? A Kornis of Zahavim, even agrees, is a case of Ksarkis. The Gemara over there says, you know why? Kornis of Zahavim, Ksarkis, you know why? Kopit Alayu, a person is Makbid. That means you read the Gemara, it starts off, what is Ksarkis? It's a few things. Kopit, Yichit Mokum. Then the Gemara gives the first case of over here by Alai, what's he saying? He says only Yichud Mokum. The Gemara discusses the case of Kursha, but some says only the case of Akpado. I mean, the Gemara better the same. Both, then picks one, then picks the other. So the question is, read the Gemara, what's the Ik Yisoy of Ksarikis? You read the Mishnah to Falkimon Beis. The Mishnah has a case of Ksarikis, two cases, either a Mesa Gadol or a Yesesh of Akrisha. The Gemara has four other cases over there, what's the case of Ksarikis? Rashi over there explains what is Ksarkis. The hand of Kopad Elayim and Miyakim Lomachim. He says a double Lashon. He says Lechazim Lach HaKharis. He seems to say both over here. Lach HaMaisa, you read the Tur, the Mechaber, the Rambam, the Ramah, the Mechakelim. No one brings down the words of Yichud Mokum. The words over and over is the words of Akpada, except the Be'er Lach HaDerech Agav was quoting the words of Gemara, word for word, he threw in the word Yichud Mokum. Otherwise, when anyone defines the getter of Ksarkis, it sounds like the Ik Yisai they went with is the getter is Akpada. Yichud Mokum is not the definition of Ksarkis. It might be in the Katsar, but the definition is Akpada. However, there's a Sharit Tzion in Simon Shin Yud that brings down a base mayor. Base mayor is discussing the local Rama on the Ramah. The Ramah says that a person has a purse or a coin wallet. See something with old time where you had a little purse just the coins inside. Very small thing, the coin wallet. Coming to Ramah, the Ramah says a case of Ksarkis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, of the case of Ksarkis, people will not makbid upon it. Why do you quote the base mayor that Hikl Eid B'Yaiser? He's even more makel upon it. Why is he more makel? Because this case, this wallet over here, a person not miyachid mokum. Says the Mishnah Berurah, two things. Number one, first of all, a person not makbid. And number two, the base mayor is even more mekel. You know what? There's no Yichud Mokum. You're walking around with it. No Yichud Mokum for this wallet over here, this coin wallet. So we see the Mishmur brings down a second Yisoid. The base mayor is saying that either one is enough not to make a case of Ksarkis. Now, the argument goes on a factor to find the Mishmur on kind of snapshot on the base mayor. From Zalman or Shabbos, once he agrees. The Maisa Mishmur understands that two Yisoids over here. There's one Akpado. The second way is Akhsar Yichud Mokum. The Maisa they point out, he's bringing down Hikil Oid Yoyser. Enough of Yichud Mokum. The Maisa that we don't need that. But Ikri Yoh is Akpado. But right, we should go by us, and nobody brings down the side of Yichud Mokum. That means, but Ikri, we pass in Yichud, the Ikri Yisoid is Akpado. Yichud Mokum is a base mayor, it said it's also Yisoid. Read Maisa, the Ikri Yisoid is Akpado. That's Ikri Indian. Ayinamais, the Gemara says the words of Yichud Mokum. So first, what does the words of Yichud Mokum mean? What does the words of Yichud Mokum mean? The Rosh, when Shabbat Kuchotah, he asks, just pshat. He said, let's say, he's discussed the case of a camera. Numerous cameras are, let's say, expensive camera. Person has a quota not to go use it. But who in the world puts in this set place? People of Yichud Mokum, things are expensive. People are laughing, they're expensive. They put it in their own torture. Explains first the pshat. What does it mean Yichud Mokum? Explains the Chodshani. It means not I put it in a set place. It means when I put it somewhere, I won't take it out for no reason. Once it's in a Mokum, it's Miyachid, I won't take it. That means the camera, I might come home, put it here, put it there, put it there. Some place that's safe. I won't take it out for no other reason. That's called yichud mokum. I'm miyachid it not to take it out from its place, not for its use. So first, the definition of yichud mokum, just understand the avonah shavoy, otherwise the whole case says for Shabbos doesn't make it, have no avonah to it. What case are we discussing over here? We put things all over the place. But what do you pick a place to where to put it and not take it away? That's the getter of yichud mokum. The Maisel, why is it not broken down? Well, the way I acquainted him, or the Lomsha way of saying it over, what's the Yisoid of Yichon Mokum? Is Yichon Mokum a simin or a sibo? We are over. When someone's miyachid something in a certain place, that causes it to be a chesaron kiss, is it a sibo? Or is it right to be a case of chesaron kiss? Speaks out of Moshe, very simply says, in a lot of people's houses, they put shmatzes afterwards and finish in a set place. That's what I do in my house. A set place, a shmata, when you finish with it, the bucket is also in a set place. So that Moshe, that's an example, shmata. He says, that definitely get up for some kiss, because you miyach le mokum. But why do not? The study of yichem mokum is what is a simi that some kiss. It's not a sibo. It's a rayo. That's the study over here. So I'm going to speak out, first off, one over here, when it says yichem mokum, it's a simi, not the sibo. Therefore, it's very good why the place can be now, but the get is what? Hakfodo. Ziki study is what? Makbid. Makbid has to get to find what akpada means. But the ik is a makbid not to move it, that is a chesaron kiss. The idol loshe gemorah is yichud mokum. That is a riot usually, but not always, to the yisoid of akpada. The case of alam adrucha, yim yachirit, the main of this is a riot of akpada. But the ik yisoid over here is mitzad akpada. So again, alam, mitzad adrucha of yichud mokum. Maisel, the get is not yichud mokum, the get is akpada. The definition of yichud mokum means not I put in that place. I mean, they were not taken from that place. That's the definition over here. The svar shabai of what of the inner yichud mokum is why could once a person mekatz das not to move it, that's not going to get a chesaron kiss. Well, that's yichud mokum. Now, once we're saying that a lot is akpado, we have to now define what's the definition of akpado. So first, is akpado based upon the value of the chayfits? So there is a mokum over here. It's mavruch hashala. To read it exactly. But speaks out, let's say that when afterwards our Chasholchon, he's very clear, he writes that the fact that it's very expensive does not make it a case of chesaron kiss. Things that can be very expensive, people move all the time. It says usually when it's very expensive, something that's yoko expensive is has value to it, usually a person is stomach is makbid, has a chesaron kiss to it, that quoted to it. Again, it's a simon usually, but it's not the sibur shemoy. And therefore the definition of something that is chesaron kiss is what the akpada of mitzias is not dependent upon value. Value might cause something or be a right to what it is, but that the definition is akpada. That's it, not the value, but akpada. Therefore, it's very cheap to be a makbid if it's chesaron kiss. It's very expensive to be not makbid. What's the lachol? Not be chesaron kiss. The svara is why. Again, what is the yisoid of muktzah of chesaron kiss? The yisoid is a person, says Rashi, is mekatzetas. Since the word of chesaron kiss is a person cuts his mind off from it. What do you mekatzet? Anything mekatzet, that's whether it's expensive or not. That's the definition over here of what a case of chesaron kiss is. Now, what you're saying is something that a person makbid. Who is the person over here? Do you look at a main am, or do you look at a specific person? So again, there's a makavram over here, shall among the friend had to read it. The Maisel the Eliyahu, the God, and others being down, we look at the Bala Chayfis, the one who owns the Chayfis, he's makbid. The Zaksar, Das, the Chayfis over here are different, no one can move it. The Maisel is not makbid, would not be a problem. The word of Mishavua and Sivkar and Vav, he says that who ain't a makbid if he is not makbid. The word of Mishavua is very clear. We go after the Bala Chayfits. It just is a shiloh, what defines the Bala Chayfits? Do you look at Chosha Mishavut? Look practically. For example, let's say in the people, person's house, my father is very makbid on paper. We get to sing your paper. Maisa, all the kids in the house, Maisa aren't makbid on paper. So who runs the house? Who's the Bala Chayfits over here? Is it the father because he owns it, his house? Or the kids who Maisa really run the house? Start crying, also a husband again, it's a wife. Like sometimes the husband has his jukes in his head, sometimes the wife, vice versa. Who the mice decides what chayfis is that over here? That's an interesting question. Shikladas question, Yishlodi Yishlayim. But the study of Yavad is what? When the Bala chayfis, he is makbid, that makes the get a bottom. He's not makbid. No case of son kiss, no sabbat over here. Now, what is he makbid from? Is he makbid not to move it? Is he makbid not to use it? Which one is that quoted from? Not to metaltal it or not to use it? So in the Torah, The Torah has two cases, and most people are using the Torah. There's Torah Aleph Aleph, the Torah Aleph Beis. Two different cases. The Torah in Aleph Aleph discusses the case of Sakin Shal Shchito, a Sakin Shal Milo, a case of Ksar Kis. It says the Torah, why the Ksar Kis? So you makbid it not to metaltal. Once you put the Sakin Shal Milo away, you makbid not to metaltal. The Torah in Aleph Beis discusses the case of Kornish Shal Bezalim. So everyone says the case of Ksar Kis. Says, you know why? You makbid shoy lasaboy el malachtoy. You makbid not to do only its malacha, not any other malacha. That means the Torah in the first case says the Yisrael of Akpada is not to metalful. The Torah in the second case that says the Yisrael of Akpada is not to do any use with it, not to do only its own malacha. Which one's the ikr? Come on, the Machaber, on the first case, where the Torah says by Sakshal Shkito, Shal Milo, says the Torah, the Yisrael is not to metalful. Says the Machaber, what's the Yisrael of here? Says the Machaber, why? Shemakbish, Lelasabem, Kashbish, Akher. Kimel the Mechabin switches the words of the Torah. The Torah in the first case says Yisrael of here is what? Not to metaltal. Says the Mechabin on the first case Yisrael of here is what? Not to do any other malacha. Says the Mishnah Berurah on that. What's a loimar? What's a loimar? Usually meaning come explain, do not make a mistake. Meaning makbish loy metaltal, not to metaltal. That means the Torah in the first case says not to metaltal. Kimel the Mechabin says not do any other stamtis with it, malacha. Kimel the Mishnah Berurah says what's a loimar? Not to metaltal. What back to the get of total? Back and forth. So the question really is, what's the seed over here? Or like father, father from what? The core of Pshat is not two separate things over here. The seed of Muksa means, you have to understand, there are two things over here. There's a person, the seed of Muksa is Mekatadas, cutting off thing, I'm not going to go use it. There's something that causes the person not to go use it. Maybe he's not going to go move it. We are dover. The said over here, why is he not myself? He's not the said over here is what? He has his chayfetz over here. He has his satin shal shchito. He's not going to use it to go cut up his vegetable on Shabbos. So therefore, the loch is, he's mekat, therefore, the Indian is the siva that's causing him not to move it. What's the siva, Shavoy? The siva is, because he has no, he does not want to do any other shamshish with it. The melo that the tzah is, he's not going to move for any other reason. So the siva is, there's no other loch going to do with it. So I'm not using on Shabbos. The Siba is Mitzad Malacha. I don't want to do any other Malacha with it. The Dagsa is Vimela. I'm not going to move it. One's a cause, one's an effect. The cause is I can't use it for anything else. Once I'm Makbid for one, Mela, I'm Makbid not to Matalkal. But once I'm Makbid not to Matalkal, it's Nichol together of Chasarikis. Just point this out, to bring it out very clear that way, we get the Lachan Sebeis, where something might say is very heavy. Shiloh, something that's heavy is nichol negedah or muksa on Shabbos or not. We don't mind a pasuk like the Rishonim that says that something is very heavy, it can be as heavy as you want, it's not muksa on Shabbos. I mean, if it's heavy, you're not going to move it, you're not moving because it's heavy. But mice, if you take 10 people, you move it, so the mice is not nichol negedah or muksa. So first, Agam, it's very clear, it said no matter how heavy it is, it's not muksa. You get to the sugya we discussed last time, medasla kainu, medasla karko. When a door comes off in the karko, the locha is, it's not muksa on total, it's muksa on Shabbos. The door comes off in Kalim, the lock is, it's Agav Avim, Mice is not Muksa. What's the lock when the door comes off and something it's Memsa? Memsa is very, very heavy, your refrigerator, the door comes off. Is that Nichol Adasa Kalim or Adasa Karko? Pasha received another lock when it's a vase, no matter how heavy it is, a big break front, a big bookcase, not make a difference. Mice is not Muksa and Shabbos, can't be Talkal and Shabbos. Therefore, the door that comes off, even though it's Memsa, might have a halachic din of Karko, Mice is made it. Can't be talking place to place, therefore, we'll not have a son that mukhan for total. Therefore, a door that comes off from them, so it should not be a case of muksa. That's what I would say. We dasla kalim. Again, for some other reason, I see the Orkha Shabbos say twice, not the way they say, definitely get a dasla karko, not mukhan for total. I think the halacha is clearly not that way. Maisa comes out, we have this case over here, this big break front, that the halacha is very clear that a person can move on Shabbos if you. Why? The only reason not moving because it's heavy, that's not definitely get of muksa. Speaks out the Mishnah Berurah, says Venero. Usually he's quoting somebody here, he's saying his own Chiddush over here, Venero. The Bi Moisa Chol, a person's zone, not to move it, not to be massive with calculate, not to ruin it, not to destroy it. The loch is Nichol to get a Chasar and Kiss. That means you have this break point in front of you. You try to move it, it might topple over and smash, but right when I was a kid, I knocked over my parents' break point and destroyed it, and all the crystal empty got smashed, and I ran away and hit for a couple of hours. Mice, don't try to move it by yourself. So you have over here this break point, that if you try to move it, it'll be maybe miscalculated, it'll be mafsid over here. So what's the halacha? Says Rishi Brua, nichla get a ksar and kiss. Now you're using it constantly on Shabbos. You're putting things in, out, back and forth. Just you're not going to move it. So you're not mekatz das from shtamshas. You're using it on Shabbos. What do you mekatz it? Not from a tautel. So again, once you understand the third over here is that the siba of causing it not to be tautel is not, I'm not going to use it for anything else. But ik yisad mekatz das not for tautel. Again, there are two things over here. Mekatz das not to go use it will cause it to be a memela muksa because you're not going to tautel it. But the ik yisad is tautel. If so, Mishabu is kevaldik now. He's saying yichidish v'niro agam using it on Shabbos. But since the mice he's not going to tautel it, why can his prayers can get ruined? That's nichli yisad chsarin kiss. So he's having a soif in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, what's he said over here in the Torah? He said over here is, even though the Mechaber says, I'm not mapping not to go use it for something else, what's loimah in the Mela I'm left with Yisraelim, I'm not going to tattle at all. And the Ikea Havana of Chesaron Kis is what? I'm mapping not going to tattle it. Mapping not going to tattle is Muxar on Shabbos. Fine, so again, the Gedi Sugi of Akpodov, definition of who is Akpodov not going to tattle it. The Siva usually is, but not Muchak, is because the person Mach will not do anything else with it on Shabbos. Now, the question in the final Chesaron Kis, the Chesaron Kis is a klish from Lach to Leheter, could that be a case of Chesaron Kis? The real Shlomazam points out, the real is a kasha. It's such a basic question. Why the Chesaron Kis for the place came clearly on the page, what's the loch of klish from Lach to Leheter, is a Chesaron Kis? For example, the Knei Baisim writes, he has a true book of Elves in the U.S., that a person asked him, Bokhur Echad, a young boy wants to know that his mother has a very chashuv wine decanter, crystal wine decanter that they never take out on Shabbos on Yom Kippur, unless a very, very chashuv person comes. Others will never take it out. Is that nichl negeder of Chesaron Kis? My son, she's very makrif. Want to know this crystal wine decanter of Chesaron Kis? So the way this Rambam discussed, please God, you have a golden goblet. Everybody uses silver on Shabbos, but this person has a golden one. He might never take it out, just to show off once in a while. Otherwise, he won't take it out. So, is that a cliche makhlatter? These are as goblet make you drink from. The crystal decanter, you put wine inside when some kosher comes and you pour from it. So, the question is that a case that since the person makhlat never to use it, kamat, again, once in a while they would, is that a nifl instead of sarnkis? Really, the question is a cliche makhlatter sarnkis, or no? Only a cliche makhlatter. I assume everyone here knows what klish makhla iser is. Klish makhla heter. Klish makhla iser is something that's made for iser. Its regular use cannot be used on Shabbos. For example, stand the case of say a pen or a hammer. A hammer is made to bang in a nail. It's made for iser. A pen is made to write. It's made for iser. Klish makhla iser. AKA the klish makhla heter. Any cup, any that's klish makhla heter. Made for heter. The question is, what defines chesaron kis? Is it something that's dafka klish makhla iser? Even things that are klisha makhla heter. First, to point out, there's a Maria Abuov that is in the back of the Torahs. He lives in his mind in Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef comes and quotes him. He writes over here when he's a funny Chesaron Kis on the sugi right away. He writes, "Yeh lemach malachta leitzer, oy leheter, like a sakin shoshchito and milo still Chesaron Kis." The example is whether klisha leitzer oy shel heter, the case of Chesaron Kis. Once you makpid, you makpid. Rav Karp and Sefer of Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos came out a couple of years ago. He writes that he asked the Yashu, he spoke to him, he wants to be numerous riots, and he wants a title, Tai Isser and Tai Heter, Nichol Geder of Chesaron Kis. Once he said Nichol Geder now, his riots, they showed him the Yishu Pak, the Karabay. Maestri, he wants to be Machmer, the Kachani one to be Machmer, and say either one is Nichol and Chesaron Kis. What?
Why would it know Gemara?
So, first, that's the one title. The Maisa, I think, right meaning or right meaning, the Maisa disagree. They disagree, either come from Rishonim or the Pleisim, they seem to say clearly not the way. First, they point out that before Shiro'ah, the Gemara and Be'ah, and Dr. Aleph, he writes over there, a Chesaron Kis is only shot by Klisha Makhlis and not Klisha Makhlis. He writes it black and white. The Russian Shuva, when discussing the cases of Muxa, as brought down by the Gala Achronim, the first Russia is the four Muxas, not six, like the Shkur, for example, the Beis Yosef. There are four Muxas. One Muxa, the Muxa, the Muxa, the other one's a case of Isser, a third is a case of Mitzvah. The fourth is the case of Malachtoi. And he writes, Yish Dovah Shemuksa Machmas Malachtoi, put him into Malacha, and the example is Chesaron Kis. So he writes, somebody's Muksa Machmas Malachtoi, and one an example is Chesaron Kis. The Ben Yeruchim also, his Talmud brings down the same Lashon. They point out that it sounds like from the clearly from the Rosh, and they go, oh, Adaka Klisha Machla Isser. And Bethan, they want to say, Rashi also not to fulfill Gimel and Beis, because the Ksar gives, he says, why do they chazi l'mlocha acheres? It's not worried to any other malacha, or any other malacha, not chazi to malacha on Shabbos. Because if chazi for its malacha, won't be Ksar gives. Roman Dike Rashi, the chazi to l'mlocha acheres, that means it must be a case of klishim lachdoi, l'isser. And with this, I want to ask the Kasha Kiv Eger has on the page of the Gilead by us, and on the Pe Aleph. The Rashi understands the case of Meducho, you understand, going to get the morning and the Ksar Kiv, going back to Ally and find the case of Meducho. That means Meducho is the case of Ksar Kiv, according to Rashi. Ksar Kiv. Come on, Rashi, that Pe Aleph, and he writes, what's the case of Meducho? He says, the Malachdoi l'Isser. It's Klisha Malachdoi l'Isser. One time Rashi says that a Meducho is Klisha Malachdoi l'Isser. One time he writes a Ksar Kiv. First, Kiveger, twice, sorry, for Aleph, Cyber, Oscar, from Gimli points out, which one is it? It's come along with Hila Dovid, Isha Yisrael, and others afterwards, it comes along, say, very simple. Rashi understands to be a kid, Ksar Kis, has to be Klisha Makal Isser. So you have to define it, Klisha Makal Isser, to be a kid of Ksar Kis. It goes hand in hand, one with another. So first, they point out, we have these Yashonim, either Mephorish, Mudurik, that way, Dapa Klisha Makal Isser. They bring down the Zibnei Shua, and the Gemara involved, and he says, Alochi is doctor by Klisha Makal Isser, not Klisha Makal Isser. He says, Kamosha Ksafti, the tour of the Machaber. Like, explain the tour of the Machaber. We're in the tour of where the Machaber. Come on, that's why they point out. The fact that, first of all, he says, he's going to examples, all the examples are Klisha Malakto Isser. Boy, the Machaber says, Shlalasa Boy Tashmish Acher. Don't say Shlalasa Boy Tashmish. It sounds like to make a definition of Klisha Malakta Isser in the Machaber, it's not the case of to be a book to Machaber Sarn Kis, it's not the Klisha Malakta Isser. Therefore, the Achronim afterwards, Tesu Shabbos speaks out that way clearly, the Shulchan Aruch Rav is that way, the Aruch Shulchan, Tila Dovin. I really place him again, the way Minyan and Binyan come along and say, the Locha Dakta by Klisha Malakta Isser has a get of Sarn Kis. Shlomo Zalman says he has a letter to the Sefer of Shavuot Sitchot, the first volume. As I've come in the beginning, it says it's a yisoid chosh moid as chos in the poiskim of vada. This is emes that's the yisoid. And the Knei Boitzim, when he wanted to answer back this kid over here, is his mother's wine decanter the crystal one? Is it chosar kis or not? He says lekuli alma poshul maisa. It's not chosar kis. Why? It's klisha matul heter. A vada is not. It's not a problem here. Klisha matul heter. Oh, so the case of mila maisa is an issa that has had to be done on Shabbos when you have when there's a meal around. The mice is klisha makal iser. After meal on Shabbos, does it have any use? It's mukhsar. No, but after, again, the loch is a meal on Shabbos, there's a big problem what to do with it once you put it down. It's mukhsar Shabbos. Everything is mukhsar. There's a chutzu of mokh mitzvah. The actual meal is mukhsar on Shabbos. The loch is, once they put it down, you can't move it. The question is, what are you going to do by a meal? What are you going to do with it when you put it down? Big problem on Shabbos. Shalom lachorim. That's one of the reasons to be matir, but the be'etzim is mukhsar on Shabbos. That's what's mukhsar. Oh, so now we have two main kashas over here. The two big kashas over here. That's the chuli yisrael of place. Go, the svarish boy is, the person that when he's maxed, what's he saying again on mukhsar? Mukhsar is akotzadas, from something that is be'etzim, cannot have any use on Shabbos. If its use is heter, to use either this golden becher, is heter, it has use on Shabbos. She's not Makatzah from the use of the has on Shabbos. The crystal wine decanter has the use of Shabbos. Once it has the use of Shabbos, it cannot be a Makatzah Das. If it's Klisha Makal Isser, its use I cannot use. Other things I do not use for it also, that's nothing to get a Ksar and Kis. That's Zak. So it does not use it for anything. Two main caches over here is one, the case of Klischoyo, and the second case, the case of the Breakpoint. Those are the two main challenges over here. First, the case of Klischoyo, Kamal Ramon, it brings down the Rambam. That the Rambam says the loch is a person has a kli schayu that since a person miyachid of his schayu a machil love is nifl to get a ksarin kiss. Mice, you have these pots and pans that you want to sell. First is machil upon the nifl to get a ksarin kiss. You have these plates, these cups, anything. Now these plates, these cups over here are kli shemachil after. Why is the nifl to get a ksarin kiss? So there is a safer bear because David in the mice he said phenomenal in pots and the chumra the kli shemachil after is nifl to get a ksarin kiss. The mice again we place in the degrees that one way. The Diver Yol, the Satmar Rebbe, the Friedrich one, and the true about it in your test. Paskin, the Vada Lokas, like the Pnei Shur that he quotes. The Vada Lokas, that's the Klisha Malakta L'Isser. I went through this case. He won't say, Eichnan must be discussing selling Kalim that are Isser. Discussing Kalim what? Of a pot. Then talk about this, Klisha Malakta L'Isser. Selling Kalim that are Klisha Malakta L'Isser would not be Nichol in the Chumra Ramon. Myself, it's a. What? We'll get there. Ma'ase it's a chiddush. Va'oida point out, look at the Trisol and the Chayodim and the others after they bring down the Kli Yisrael and they write cases of Kli of Heter. They say all Kli, they write about any cups, any plates, the Nichol Negeda of Chsarinkis. So he's the Miguel saying this Pshat in the Magi Mishnah. He's going in the Magi Mishnah saying that is Pshat in the Magi Mishnah. Ayin Shom. He's saying this is Pshat in the Magi Mishnah. Lamaisa, the one interesting way of answering him, Isha Yisrael 150 years ago, he wants to answer very simple, after our Latina Chotroni want to answer. When you say, what right now, when you have this cup in your store, what's it made for? What's it miyuchad for? It just function is to go sell. Sell is what? Is the malach, is the isa on Shabbos. So it's klishim lach lisser. The cup, maybe in your house, is klishim lach lisser. What is it in the store? It's made to sell. Selling itself is isser. So klish schayra, in it by itself, by definition, is a klish shemach lisser. That's one way of answering it. By default, all kalim now in the store are what is it shamshas? It's made to sell. What is selling? It might be isser abolam, but might be klish shemach lisser. Another way to answer it, others want to answer, that really depends. If something has a shamshas of heter on Shabbos, if you're miyakid only from Isser, but it has its assumptions of Heter on Shabbos, Maisa, you choose to go use it on Shabbos. In the case of your golden goblet, has use on Shabbos. Mash Enke, when you're the Chsarin Kis, is that a person does not plan to use it and move it at all for anything, has no assumptions, then that Ksol Legami, that means these cups over here, has no use on Shabbos. These things you're selling on Shabbos, these things that you're selling in the store, has no assumptions of the Kli at all. Not the pshat, it really comes out the two cases. Even the klishim lach letter, it's hishtamshus. Has hishtamshus of heter and shabbos, you can use it. But here, that soul here is a klishim lach letter that you're makatsi not to move at all, even for its hishtamshus. You're makatsi legamri. You're not planning to use it at all for any use. What your plan? What? No, Kremos speaks out. He wants to say, he speaks out very clearly. He says, he wants to answer this. He says, he wants to say, depends what you're doing with this klietter. There are really two cases of klietter. The kli heter, when you use it, how do you use it? Use it in a heter. That's kli shemach, that is not sarkis. Then the kli heter, when you use it, you don't use. I don't use it. I don't move it. Not metalkal it. I don't use it at all. That's a sawdash. The maksadash. That's another thing I want to go. Comes that really to Shiloh. The kli shemach, the store is a kli shemach, it's a kli shemach heter. That's you're not makbid upon it. Your Shiloh, the shigladash question, what is it? That means in the case of no akbad in the store, so if there's no akbad, which will be to get a kli heter. Sorry? Depends again. How do you read the Beis Yosef and how do you read the Magen Mishnah? Could be. Not Mukhaf. But also comes along to speak out the Mishavuos case for Kohen Ches, they ask. And he has this heavy break front that people open and close all the time. Come along to Mishavuos is Venero, the first Beis Yosef, not to Metalkal on Shabbos. Nichol get a Chsar Kis. I am Eichel, it's a Kli Shemach Leheter. Kli Shemach Leheter. So again, if Karpo is being right, as you saw it, the Kli Shemach Leheter, and Nichol get a Chsar Kis. Meister get a Shlom, Zalman, if they voice and speak out, he am a Machbe, not a Metatel at all. Even when I use it, it has no use, not a Metatel at all. But not a Metatel at all for anything, for no reason, that Nichol get a Chsar Kis. So it comes out, again, the question you start off with, what's the Lof Negei, the Kli Shemach Leheter? Is it a Nichol the Sugim Chsar Kis or not? Really depends. If when you use it, it's just tamshus, it's through tiltal, then the locha will be not neged sarkis. However, if the way how you use it would not be through tiltal, for example, you break one to use it without the tiltal, or in the case of the things you're selling over here, the locha is it will be not, we can be neged sarkis. You might be not to move at all, but neged sarkis. Therefore, we'll get to. Let's say you equip a wine decanter that you'll never move, it's only for design. Only. And on the question comes the present, Rashivi, you'll never take it out. You have a picture on the wall of Mona Lisa, of Picasso, whatever you want, that people say costs a lot of money, it's nice, like that, why? Maisi, you're never going to move at all. It's a cliche mark letter. Hashes, we all that anything that's benoit is a cliche mark letter. People enjoy it. There's no chance of you moving it. What's the love in that case? Nichol get a sarkis. So built upon the Mishnah Berurah that says by this breakpoint there's no chance of you moving it. If you move it, you yell and scream at that person, you might ruin over here. Definitely get up starting this. Speaks out of Shlomo Zalman, of the team, of the Yashim, of the Sayyid. Therefore, anything that's miyachid mokri, agamet heter, but there's no chance of you moving it, and definitely get up starting this. So this crystal wine decanter, if you take it once in a while, it's a stamp, is the heter, that's not definitely get up starting this, it's the chumak heter.
what Vishkamsha is, you'll never move it ever. That's a lofty mark, but never to move it, like this break bundle here, nothing to get up for the now. Betim, to be clear, some according to bring down over here, not a reason why on your picture on the wall, Maisa is nothing to get up for the really. There are two separate sigils over here, one is discussed now, one will have to get back to a different time. Then again, we're saying over here, when a person has a picture on the wall, if he's a machbid, they say, do not move the picture, don't touch it, because it's a break over here, that's nothing to get up for the kiss, you're very machbid. There's another reason, when you have a picture on the wall, you know you're not going to move it, that's his place. It's kveya mokker. It's a cheap picture, a person not machbid upon it, just as kveya mokker. It's kveya mokker, nichla sigil of chasar and kiss. Again, not a sigil, but just to be clear about it. So there is a gemara that involves him, and Aleph brings down the sigil of kilas chasanim. The gemara says kilas chasanim is nichla mokker, therefore the get of chasar and kiss. Fact the chas nish, but the mice says not chasar and kiss, people not machbid upon it. Come on the Chadish with the Yisoyin and says that somebody is miyachle mokum, you give it a set place. Hagami not makbe has a gedder like father gedder chsarnkis. I mean, the picture on the wall can have two reasons why chsarnkis. One, you makbe, one, miyachle mokum. Again, we'll have to get back to the Yisoyin of Yichem mokum. And Moshe, they asked him the Yisoyin of Chadish, you pass this way? He said, no. He's making up a muksa or chum over here, that's not the Yisoyin of the Sukyo. He said, the Yichem mokum, the mice person can move. And not Nichol Sarn or the Get of Sarn Kiss. Again, we'll try to get back to the Sugya and get more in Sifrin Aleph and discuss it. Shown here a clock in the wall, according to the Chazanish, a clock in the wall is Nichol Get of Kain Sarn Kiss, Nyachol Amokim, no one ever moves it. Moshe Maisi disagrees among the Swarmans and our folks that shuckle, what do the Sugya of Yichud Mokim? Sorry? I can't hear you. It might be another reason. No, Pasha Slayser, no, because everyone understands it's not part of the wall, it's upon the wall. They discuss this, also Chaznish. Pashas, no. Even the Chaznish are one time. The Machlokes had to send the Chaznish al Tzoyser. Machlokes are Cheshavis and the Chodshani had to send the Chaznish al Tzoyser. Pashas, not. A clock in the wall. A clock in the wall is the Nichol Get of Chasar and Kiss. Now it's Chasar and Kiss, as a Kepod al Tzichon Mokar. According to the Chaznish, Chor be a Baya, and according to the Moshe, wouldn't, again, we'll have to get back to the Sifton Aleph. No, Kepod. In case he's not machbid, if you're machbid, everyone agrees it's on kiss. Again, this clock, I don't think anyone's machbid about. Except it's miyachid mokum. Then there are fancy clocks. What? You can't physically take it off. It's drilled in. That's the point. According to the Chaznish, you will not be able to. And according to the Maizel Moshe, you can. No, that's not. It's not staying there. The moves, you go back and forth and you take it out. The Yichud Mokum means you put it and you leave it, they don't touch it. Shmatzu, when you use it, take it away. Back and forth. Yes, you always leave it there. You always never move it.
Can you get down to change the battery in a car?
It's not making it easy to Yichud Mokum, though. You do it, what, a couple of years now? No, they get involved. What happens by the same broker, the same Talmud broker, they switch it for once, twice a year, is that nifl together or not? They discuss it. Once they sell Yichud Mokum, how much you win? But in the case of Lochas of Chasar and Kiss, first, we know that Machlokes in the Muksa, Machlokes Rida and Mishimin, if we have Muksa on Shabbos, we pass the Mishimin a Muksa on Shabbos. However, the Gemara speaks out, Dav Kuflu and Zayin, and Aleph, put down by Kais, we also Kuflu Kimu and Kuflu Beis. That Mishimon is masking to the Sugya of Chasar and Kiss. And Mishimon agrees there is a Muksa Machlok of Chasar and Kiss. Now, what is the Lach of Chasar and Kiss? So Beishez brings down first to Mordechai, and he wants to tell you that Chasar and Kiss is just like the Lach of Klishim Lach L'Isser. Just like Klishim Lach L'Isser is Mutal Zarkufa Mekomi, that's your Paschim. Therefore, he wants to say also Chasar and Kiss is Mutal Zarkufa Umekomi. The obvious question first you should ask is Gemara itself, Alay Umaducho. More discussion over there. The Maya said, why can't you move it? Why is it also Tzara Kufay? The Maya said, you know why? Chasar and Kiss. The Maya is very clear that Chasar and Kiss can answer something from Tzara Kufay. The Kasha and the Mordechai, the Drishis Kasha. Drisha has a Dechit the Gitarit. The Maya said, come on the Beis Seisha being down from Kaisvis on Kof Gimel and Beis and the Rosh Paskin the Echon Amid also the Tzara Kufay. Also Tzara Kufay. And the question is, once he passed Earth of the Tzara Kufay, the person cannot take this Chasar and Kiss over here. The corner shell of the summon, the Tzara Kufay. What about it's blocking your place? Can you do the Tzara Kufay? Can you do the Tzara Kufay? So come along to the Nazir Shimshin, back to Shulchan Aruch, before Kivagir and others. He comes along and he says that Agam the Beis Yeshiv wants to say, if it's also Tzara Kufay, Kol Shkin also Tzarek Mekoymai, coming from Rashi, and that's still called Beis and Beis. You want to say, Yish L'chal HaKarbei between the Suja Klisha Malach L'Isser and Chassar and Kis. By Klisha Malach L'Isser, it has no use for it, you mach it upon the Tzarek Gufay, Kol Shkin, Chazal Asim Mekoymai. But over here, the study of a Chassar and Kis is, where's that Chassar? You mach the dust, not take the hammer of the sun, and to bang in a big crack or not. You max the das from one thing only, the gufay. Mekoymi, you max the das. What max the das? It's bothering me. I put it somewhere else. I put it this corner. I put it the other corner. I max the das. What? But it's good. But it's used. But it's sumptuous. Mekoymi might give me water. What's the problem with Mekoymi? I'm not max the das from that. I don't mind moving it. It was safe in this corner. I need this corner. I put it safe in the second corner. So after Mekoymi should be water. Meis the mechav in the place with a page of a clear that also sites are gufay. And Saint Tzarek Mekoymai. The question of Maisa is why? So again, either we have the basis of Alpha Koshkin, but it's very important to Kiregar. He brings down this Nazir Shimshin, a coming with the Yisrael. This is what we'll have to get back in a week from now, but he discussed something. What defines, what is a lot of Klishim Lakhdi the Isser? There's no Ashtamshis. What the Swarm call in English Category 2, what the Swarm in Hebrew, Ksaja Shabbos, calls it Sug Bet. The Klishim Lakhdi Isser that's called Category 2, Sug Bet. A person has a pen on Shabbos, please shum lach, this is made to write. Would you do something else with that pen? Would you scratch your back? Would you point with it? Do you use it for other things? Yes. Has two ishtamshis. If ikir ishtamshis is to write, a start ishtamshis is scratch your back with the point and do other things with it. It has ishtamshis on Shabbos. The second thing, let's say a bar of soap or a candle, let's call it a candle, please shum lach, isser. You cannot light it on Shabbos. Isser. Does it have any other use in Shabbos? Nothing else to go do with the candle on Shabbos. They call it Klisha Malach L'Isser. There's no other Shtamshis. Call it Sukbet. We'll get to that, we'll get other Shtamshis. But Moshe wants to argue because of that reason. Fine, but let's say on the side of here, there's a Klisha Malach L'Isser. There's no other Shtamshis. Nothing else to go do with it. What is that? How do you define it? How do you look upon it? They come along the Kivega, and he wants a Taino. Once it has no use on Shabbos, it's now nichla get a muksa machmas gufay. Muksa machmas gufay. Why? He says the yisoid of a klisha malach l'isser has to have use on Shabbos. If it has zero use, not for isser, not better, on Shabbos, what is it? It's a rock. It's a rock. A rock on Shabbos, muksa machmas gufay, also tzarek gufay and tzarek mekoymai. Therefore, so the Kiregi brings down the zero shemshin and says, your mask is also tzarek, has no use tzarek gufay. Not for Isser, not for Heter. You can use that all the Chassar and Kis on Shabbos. So by definition is what? It's a Muxa Machmas Gufay. It's category 2, which Kivege says, it's what? Locha Muxa Machmas Gufay. By default, that's what it is. It has no use for Guf at all on Shabbos. So therefore, it's category 2, which Kivege Paskin is Muxa Machmas Gufay. What's Locha Muxa Machmas Gufay? Also, Tzayat Tzarek Gufay, and Tzayat Tzarek Mekoymai. The Locha will have to get back to see if we pass like this Kivege. Among the Choynim, among the Paiskim, what to go do in this case? That's what you say over here. Could be maybe a third way to answer this question, Zir Shimshin, again, either a Koshkin may say it, or a Dichl Muxamach Muskuva, it's category 2, or come along with others of this group, or the Gil Seif want to answer, that since a person over here is a Miyachid at Smokim, also you make your Makatsadas not to move it from its place. You move Makatsadas. Zir Shimshin says your Makatsadas not to use it for something else. But to move it, you're not Makatsadas. Who says so? Mekatzadas, not to move it at all, not mekoymei, not gufoy, unless you come to use it for its use, which you cannot go do on Shabbos. Once the ma'aser comes out, local ma'aser repassing so here is also sites are gufoy, sites are mekoymei, not like a klisha malach l'isser, not like the Mordechai, not like the Nazir Shimshin. If so, once also sites gufoy, sites mekoymei, is there any way of moving a chassar and kis on Shabbos? Let's say you have a camera on your bed, you come inside, shokak over there, you want to go sleep. Can you go move it on Shabbos? Tzarek Gufay, Tzarek Mekoymai, you can't. The Kimmel of the Beis Yosef in his Adomo brings down the 13 ways of moving Muxa on Shabbos. One of them is, he says, Tzarek Gufay. Who would he put? We pass him. Baker, not with Chasnish. A person can move any Muxa he wants with his foot. Even with Tzarek Isser. Can you move a Tzarek Yes with his foot? Can a person be Menar, the camera off his bed? Can a person move things that term that are brought down in the Beis Yosef? So they point out the Prima Gaon starts off our simon and says, you read the Beis Yosef slowly, sounds like the Anora Torah. While the Beis says that Mukhsil Machlum Sarin Kis ain't like Tad Hetel at all. Then he goes on saying, but the other ones, like Eklish Machlum Isso and Mukhsil Machlum Skufa, really says, the 13 that carry by Mukhsil Machlum Skufa. When he says, if a heter Machshova to Miachirit, he says, you have a heter of taking the bottom for Kavadabiyasla for the Beis HaKisei. You have a heter of Tilt of the Gufa. You have a heter to Minarit. Speaks out the Beis Sayyidim, Tashi Shibidet. There's no heter, not Tilt of the Gufa, not near, not Kavadabiyas. There's no heter. Therefore, the Primogonim of Lachlan Maisa sounds like it's possible. You cannot move it at all. They come to your house, you have an expensive camera in your bed that you can put there. You cannot move it at all. The Mitzvah Shabbos brings it down, Lachlan Maisa, Bush, Shri Choshish, be Machma for the Primogonim. And also, in Svarim, we'll see the Mechoshish for it. Besides Shemayis, the ones you Mekatsa Das not to Metaltal means any Tiltal. Not the Gufoy, not the Nir, nothing. The Mekatsa Das is very expensive. It's very expensive, not to move your foot either. It's very expensive, not to shake it off also. Mekatsa totally. I tell Hashem, they point out that Numus Achorin disagree, Mokavom and the Mishruim, when he brings it down, discussing the case of a Sakin in its Nadin, in its keyring, or inside a special sheath over here. So he says, since it's a boss, the Issel, the Heter, the loch is a person can be taltul instead of mishmur, he can be narit. So he can be narit. In case a piece of paper says mishmur, nichol get of kasar and kis, and simichin your base, he says over there, but you want to use paper for cover that brias, so the mishmur is mutter. And the etim, the idea of cover that brias by paper, is the base station for the shilti gebarim. Base station himself says it. Frekatilo dom is steers the base station of itself. Therefore, the paiskim of Kiregir, Taisu Shabbos, and others, they come along and point out, Baker, we pass in the loch is a person can move things through near with the case of tiltul or kavod abrius. I the meister would go do the base teizim. It sounds not the way. So place for Shabbos wants to answer. Bet in discussing how to metaltul it. He threw in things that are also not really tiltul, and they say they point out tiltul begufay. The word that Achonim is leish me tiltul. We mekatzedas from tiltul. We do tiltul begufay with not mean siachas to in the case of tiltul. We'll have to learn the secret of tiltul begufay what the side is. But they weren't telling us that we have 13 things over there. A couple of them ain't gonna be a part of Chasaron Kis. But he threw them in only Agav, the case when he gives the Hector for, says Taisa Shabbos. Agav Grover, he says, Totalize the Shinoi, Totalize the Nia in other cases. We might say one time that we see over here from the Mishnah Berurah, the fact that he says, go to Nia, it's clearly that he's standing the base Saitiv, it's either Lav Dako, or he can say he's Og in the base Saitiv. Some want to say to Og in the base Saitiv. So either one to say it's Lav Dako in the base Saitiv, or to argue. And therefore, most of them seem to understand the place would say that the Talmud will learn through next through this man, the Ger too, Mukhsir Machmas Gufay, numerous of them in the Maisa will also apply, like Tilda Gufay in there, will also apply in the case of Chasaron Kis. Just to go through some cases, person has a blank piece of paper. Is that Chasaron Kis or not? So, first, Rabbaner in the Sefer Tetzula Shabbos, one of the Sefer. So he starts off in the Gate of Chasaron Kis. He says, but Moshe told him not to enumerate cases of Chasaron Kis. Because the Maaseh, things change. Technology changes. The Maaseh, that people change. Well, people are Makshiv olden times, like that today. So to give an example that everyone agrees that Chasaron Kis in every household is very hard, and things naturally change. Not that simple. This is a very simple. Write a piece of paper. A piece of paper might still look among the places in the Gavron being down in Chasaron Kis. The Eli Rabbo, the Chai Odom, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Mishibruah, they're being down in the case of Chasaron Kis. Piece of paper. What about this man is there? This man is there, a piece of paper is a Chasaron Kis. So first, Moshe has a tshuva, and he says a person should not take a piece of paper and use it as a bookmark. Because Shabbos, how can you take it out? The paper, even today, is Chasaron Kis. Because Loi Matzino Bar Das, I don't find anyone's a Bar Das, who will destroy paper for no reason. Anyone destroys paper for no reason, it's not a bar das, he says. You write upon it, the Moshe, the Yom HaZobar, the Chod HaShonim, the Tikrelet, we wrote to Chaim Kinevsky, they say a Chasaron Kis, maybe a better Svara or different Svara to understand why. Miguel Sefer wants to be Masber, he wants to taino that when you, let's say you take a hammer and use it for something else, it does not lose its function of being a hammer. You crack the knot, go back to the bang a nail. What's signed by a piece of paper, when you take the piece of paper and now you make the airplane, you make it the bottle cap, you do not ever put it back to being a piece of paper. Therefore, what?
Do you do it?
Put it back and then write upon it?
Take a piece of paper
and make it the airplane. Yeah, so he wants to sign that's nichol not a get of using it, in the mevatel tzichot. That's a nichel neged of chasarin kis. You'll say one time. The fact that people do it, it's not that you said you're using it for something else. You just do it for being something you to ride upon, because no one wants to use the airplane to ride upon it. That's not much case. I know. I think the second spark. One can say it's lot by das because people won't do it, or definitely get it something you'll say mevat liichud. And our swarm, simple bonum seems to pass in this way, but banner goes metal this way to the Shabbos. The other swarm say papers chasarikis. Tzad hasheni, from zalman, from biyashim, and from vozner. My guess they assume today people might say not by das. Today people might say piece of paper on the floor, when you pick it up, put it away. But no, you just crumble up, put it in the garbage. My kid wants to make an airplane out of it, no problem. What people can do with it, people, paper is very cheap. People do not save envelopes, and they write the shingle toys upon it. My we all have our machines to write upon. Therefore, since paper is not as kosher as it used to be, my seems to be the mitzvah is it's not nichol get up sarnkis. Again, I think it really depends upon the person. My father, my son, in his house, you take pick up a piece of paper, crumple up, what are you doing? Piece of paper, you have to put away, you have to save it. In my house, either because my kids control it, because I'm not mashing paper, my son, I think it's not sarnkis. I think my father's house is nichol get up sarnkis. In my house, my son, not. My son, it could be based upon the mitzvah.
What is it?
Maybe not klishul makalisser, or maybe muhtemach maskul for you. That's another question. What is it? But it's certainly not chasarin kis. I don't think today it is anymore. Most people's houses, unless your house is being run differently. Another case, they bring down the case of a kli that's oimel l'sfeiro, the home example, Rambam. They just want to apply it. For example, let's say you get an outfit or matana from somebody, and you try it on, the maisa doesn't fit, you want to return it, or the present you want to return it. Speaks of the Shalmazam, but also definitely get a Klisha Oim L'Schoyer, definitely get a Sarin Kiss. Why you get a present, you want to return it, has a value to you, and in fact you tell everyone not to touch it, even though you're not doing the Schoyer, you're not the store owner, but since you're doing the Schoyer with the savings, it's also Nichol Negeder of Sarin Kiss over here. What about a kingdom that you put away in the store for Pesach, whether it's your Befer or your plates, and you do not take out all year round? Is that nichol neged of chasarin kis? You can use it all year. Maisa, you put away in the bedim, you lock it up, you close it off. The local shulchan aruch is supposed to tie it up and lock it up, not to get to it. Maisa, can you go use it on Shabbos? So speak to the shmir Shabbos kol chasay l'chura. You mark it upon it. You put away not to metatul at all. Nichol neged of even though klish mark le'eter, you may not to metatul at all except for Pesach. Nichol neged of chasarin kis. And what? Very much, but my mother would not let me take out the kale of a Pesach. So in certain houses they do, but most houses, I think, no, because the head they'll never take out. They'll never move, except for Pesach. They'll never take out. But you never did. It's only because your mother won't catch it, so you take it out. Otherwise, can you now? So the Kibbe Eginus Tuss is over here. Can you change it on Shabbos? He says you can't change it on Shabbos. Rebbe says either al pinus katzoyi says or mitzad a tiva versus maiso. No, why? Because has it get? No, because it has sarnkis. No. Rebbe is saying it wants a sarnkis, it keeps sarnkis. We cannot mavatul sarnkis. He says, does it get a sarnkis over here? So it's sarnkis. They're assuming it.
Once it's chametz, he could care less.
No, but it might. But the mice is muksa al. It still is muksa tzarnkis. That's Shmir Shabbos and all the Shomer for Shabbos don't go this way. Atzad Hasheni, come on the Debitzino or Shlomo Zalman, he writes, he wants to understand the fact that you're miyachid it for a set time does not make you nichol neged of tzarnkis. That no one has tampered on Shabbos. It says, for example, a person has a suit for Yontif, Shabbos tzarnkis. For example, a person who has Shabbos food only during the morning, chulent, on Friday night, chasarin kis. For example, on Shabbos, people only eat challah, not bread. Definitely get a chasarin kis. Something that's made for a set time to go use. Who wants a time that's not nichol to get a chasarin kis? Either it's made to be used, or not to use. The idea is made for a set time to be used. That who said that nichol to get a chasarin kis? That's one reason Rabbi Shlomo Zalman wants to argue. The second reason Rabbi Shlomo Zalman wants to argue says, Betzim has a use on Shabbos, except what if people store it for Yom Tov, for Pesach? Because they're lazy and they don't want to be torrid and getting other kelim or cashing again for Pesach. the idea that you don't want to be torn is really sitting definitely together of some guests. You have to be machbe because you don't want to go use it. Why? Because there's a shivus over here. The fact of that you do not want to use it because you don't want to be tarred with dealing with something. Since who's that's not the reason again why you're doing it. But you don't want to be tarred in cashing it or dealing with it. El Ma'ir tell me it's definitely a circular mukhsis. Because I'll say what mukhsis is. I put it with that tarred not nechlin together. Or third reason, we wrote a letter to the Chodesh Shani and he wrote back. He wants to tell you that since a person not machbe with shivus, which you're using it right now. And not nechun to get a sarkis. What a person makbid. The pot is not. What is it shimush when you use the plate on Pesach? It's a plate. That's a shimush. The shimush is an opportunity to use on Shabbos when it's not Pesach. It's a shame shimush that you're doing on Pesach. So since you're not makbid from that shimush per se, just a time, same idea of Shamazam, which is a different nusach. Shamazam is saying the idea over here, the time cannot make a sarkis. In the same idea, the shimush is what is a plate over here I'm going to use on Pesach as a plate. So now that I'm using on Pesach, it's also I'm using it's that shemesh. That shemesh I'm not makbid from, it's a time I'm being makbid. What if I'm not makbid from that shemesh, not nechal get up sarkis? So again, there's a shekel dash question, what to go do with kelim on Pesach all year round, that a kishu makbid had to, is nechal get up sarkis or not? Another case the person discussed, the Amor in top question in the Chet, discussing an Esrig, he wants to tie now on sukkis, is not nechal together of muksa. The people will be metalklit to go smell it. Maisa point out, but man is there. People might say, not seem to take out their sirg and go smell it. And to go bring, take it on Shabbos, people are very makbid, especially if you have a pit, not to go move it for no reason. And if a numerous farm, from the Zamal, the Ashim, Mongolic, or the Zilkon, one time that this man is there is nichel in the gedder of sarkis. It is nichel. People will not move for no reason, unless they walk a mitzvah, and if on Shabbos there has no mitzvah, nichel in the gedder of sarkis.
It's just the issue.
Sorry? If you're using it for the mitzvah, well, if you're not makbid upon it, it's fine. If you're selling it also, they say, nothing to get a sarin case on Shabbos. And there's one case that's from discuss, or two cases. No, you want to say, you take it out to go show it off. That definitely get there. I'll say, first it's shallow enough, just take it out just to show it off. So usually when they're showing it off, they take it out to use it. Once they on the yontif, it's on the thing. I hear?
Because
well,
some
good, depends who you are. Some people maybe, yeah, most people I think.
Some,
people
do it very carefully, you know.
Some, yeah,
right.
I hear. Now, the Torah discussed, what about your driver's license or your Tudat Zahot? Driver's license. What? Could be the same thing.
Use
the
underlining credit card.
So the Maestro, a driver's license is saved to Tulu Shabbos, Abaner, and Sim Chabonim, and saved Nakhli Sol, Torah Smooks, they come on the same different together of Sarnkis. I don't understand why. Driver's license. They're writing about a Rishayon Nehiga, driver's license. And they say, first they makbid not to take it out only when they need it for when they're driving. I see people, they take it out to underline, or to, it's always in the pocket. I'm not sure why they're giving a definition of sorry, kiss. The same thing they get to Tudat Zahot. I see them in for Shabbos, he writes it in the Lifel of Yashim, Shal Mayuto, and Israeli swarm bring down, or for Shabbos, they say, Tudat Zahot. A darkon might also bring down. There might be a passport, might be a sorry kiss. Then I heal myself. People, what they do, they take out the passport when they need it. Otherwise, they come home, they put it away. They won't take it out again. That might I hear. Passport could be what? No, the mirror. They give you make a picture, a piece of paper. No, the piece of paper is nothing. Fine. That might be. I don't think it's a sorry kiss. No one's knocked it upon that. That piece of paper. So a darkon, a passport, but manazer, I hear, is being a. A sorry kiss by most people. But the idea they're saying a Tudat Zahot, people walk around it all the time. That's the law in this country, you have to walk around it. I see people using it for anything and everything. Except maybe the Makbid have to try to open the door, it might crack. Otherwise, this person, you walk around. So would you use it for something else? The fact that you walk around for excuse, it's still going to be a sorry kiss. No, a Tudat Zahot is. People will take it out on the line. People use it. I see all the time people use it. Your license, people use it all the time. I see people take it out. It's on the shtender. But right here, I find every couple months, I find after return to the guy. Well, why is it out for? How to get out? Why is it on the shtender for? Who's underlining? If I got it there. Remember credit cards you had to return? You ever see a credit card left behind? Yeah. Is this a license left behind? Yeah. Tudat Zahot left behind? Yeah. Passport never seen left behind. But I think it left behind. We see, if the guy was makbid, he won't take it out for no reason. He took it out for no reason. It causes the people to give lack of chashivas to it. Yes, it is. Since they walk around with it, gives them lack of chashivas license, and they're not makbid upon it. I got to deal with the DMVs, the massive hassle, no one wants to deal with them. I said, people still use the credit, their licenses, whatever they want. Fine, so I got the sugya of Chasar and Kiddush, Beshem, tomorrow will be the sugya of Kiddush, I know space in the beginning, and then on Wednesday will be the sugya of Klishim Lach L'Isser. Now, the get a Klishim Lach L'Isser on the page is not that much. Off page, among the scrum, there's numerous things on there. Please also look off the page of what to go see, what to go do. Slavo.